Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Schwani, you're going to want to walk over here in the studios. Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Italy is such a great place downtown.
Oh, you just said the magic word.
Schwani, get on over here.
Come on in.
I'll be right there.
There's a new restaurant inside Italy called Baita. And joining us in studio is the general manager of restaurants at Italy Chicago. It's Mallory Scordato. It's very good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Am I pronouncing your last name correctly? Scordato.
You are. You nailed it.
Yes.
Great. Italian?
Italian. Just a little bit.
It ends in a vowel. Yes. Yes. For people that have never been to Italy, explain what it's all about.
Oh, it's about food. It's about wine. It's about shopping. Our tagline is Eat, Shop, and Learn. So that kind of explains it all. From my perspective, it's all about dining and drinking, though. So we have multiple dining outlets. They also will rotate over the year. So, of course, it's now in the wintertime, and we've transferred over to Baita, which is kind of our winter escape to the Italian Alps.
What did that take place of?
It took place of Sabbia.
Oh, so I love Italy because it's just this experience when you walk in the door and it's, I want to buy everything, I want to eat everything, I want to be there. And I will tell you this, Mallory, I was just in New York and I went to Italy in New York. And that was, actually, I think ours is better.
Really?
I agree.
I do. You know, when I was with a girlfriend and she hadn't been to Italy, and I was like, well, just come downtown and we'll go at home. And she said, well, while we're here, let's go. And so we went to the one sort of, I don't know where it was. We went to one, it was just on the third floor. It was just one level.
Probably the downtown store.
Yeah.
Yep.
I will say, though, good service. Great meal. Yeah. I wanted to buy everything. And I said, no, I'll just buy it at home.
Italy is such a great vibe when you walk in because you can eat, you can grab a drink and walk around the place. You can grab fresh food, the freshest of the fresh, and take it home. I remember the last time we were there, probably a few months ago, and got unbelievable salmon that we made. And of course, you got to eat the cheese when you're there. There's just so many different areas. It's hard to explain, but it's such a wonderful place to have downtown Chicago.
Absolutely. You hit on cheese.
Cheese.
We love cheese.
Cheese is one of our favorite things, too. So for Baita specifically, we're highlighting cheese and warming wine. So we have an entire menu dedicated to raclette, and then four or five of our favorite cheeses that are served melted or grilled, depending on the style.
How do you grill cheese?
Very carefully.
The Greeks do it every day.
No, but you fry cheese if you're Greek, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that the same thing?
We have a very, very talented team of chefs.
We have our people. It's Italy. Come on.
If you eat the cheese on this menu or anything on this menu, can I go buy that cheese and bring it home?
Of course you can. Anything on our menus you can find in the store.
Okay. What did you bring in today? Because I see this beautiful area next to Jane.
We brought some of our favorites. So we brought a salumi formaggi misti. So it's
Even know what that means.
It's five of our favorite cured meats and five of our favorite cheeses.
Right.
Then we have the arancini di funghi e tartufi. So mushroom and truffle arancini.
Okay.
Fried rice balls. Everybody loves them.
Oh,
of course.
Those, that's what you have over there, the fried rice balls.
Yes.
Look at this.
Yes. I was wondering what those were.
Here,
and is this a little polenta right here?
It is. We brought our polenta con zucca. So it's roasted squash, polenta, spinach. There's some hazelnuts and thyme in there as well.
Fusilli pasta?
Yeah.
Covered in cheese?
Al forno. Yep.
Yeah.
So we put that in the ramekin, throw it in the oven for a couple minutes, and it comes out toasty and brown.
I mean, what do you look for in a good cheese? I just like to eat. I'll eat anything. Seriously, they all look fantastic to me. But
well, they're all slightly different. They're aged differently. They're made out of different kinds of milk. They're from different parts of the world. Some of them are Italian and imported. Some of them are domestic cheeses as well. So it just kind of depends.
Now, I'm a hillbilly, so explain the cheese. If it's aged longer, does it have a different taste?
It does. It's going to have a much more developed flavor.
Okay.
So cheeses that are aged 36 months and longer are going to be sharper. They're going to be richer in flavor.
Okay.
And those younger cheeses, obviously, are a little bit more mild in flavor.
I love the sharper flavors.
Yeah.
When you walk into the store, you see the case with all of the cheese in it. I'm the one that's standing there going, I don't know what I want. It's a goat cheese. It's a hard cheese. Whatever I want. But your folks there know all about. You're telling us all this information. But the people there, if I said, hey, I'm looking for a blank, they're going to be able to tell me everything I need to know about cheese.
They will, yeah. We have an incredible team at our salumi and formaggi counter. You can go up there, ask them anything about cheese, and they'll get you the answer.
The other thing I do want to note is if you buy the pasta and you bring it home and cook it, yes, you will never buy any other pasta ever again.
Absolutely.
Is it homemade pasta?
It is not homemade. Well, it depends. We do have a fresh pasta counter, so some, okay, of our pastas are made in-house. But our dry pasta is all a brand called a Feltra, which is one of the best pastas you can possibly get in the entire world.
God, who knew?
My brother, George, in Phoenix, somebody gifted him like a big box of a thank you for all these pastas and whatever, and now they will not. They live in Phoenix. They won't eat any other pasta. They have to go online, order it, and get it shipped.
It's addictive. Yeah. It's all my daughter eats.
Really? Yeah. Mallory Scordazzo, the general manager of restaurants for Eataly Chicago in studio. I'm going to take a break, and we'll discuss a little bit more.
Okay.
All right, it's 720 WGN. I love it. In studio with us is the general manager of restaurants at Eataly Chicago. It's Mallory Scordazzo. Mallory.
Yes.
You brought us some drinks today.
Andy, I did.
Andy, did you get a drink? You want a sip of mine?
I could use some drinks.
What are we drinking? What are we drinking here?
Is this a real drink? What is it?
Mm-hmm. You don't mind my
curious. Is there booze in it?
It is a real drink. So that's our Alpine Spritz. It's a little bit of a rip off of the traditional spritz made with Aperol or Aperitivo Select. But we've taken Luxardo Bitter Bianco. A little bit of our Villa Sandi Prosecco.
Andy and I don't know what you're even saying.
A splash of sparkling water with some ice.
Tastes good, that's all I know.
I'm tailgating. This is how I tailgate.
Yes.
It's delicious.
Very light, low alcohol cocktail.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect for Sunday mornings.
Jane hosts a show called Living Healthy Chicago, which airs on WGN TV Saturday mornings at 9. So she knows every chef in the city. She knows how to make every food. She knew all the food that you brought in. I don't really know much of anything, okay? I know beer, okay, and I know jersey numbers.
I will say, too. Pete McMurray does cook dinner for his family every night, and his son, Charlie McMurray, is a great chef.
Wow. But pairing wines with food, I still haven't gotten down, and I don't know the red wines, the heavy ones, the light ones. I know the Pinot Noir. I like that. It's a light
Everybody
one.
Everybody does.
Right.
So basic.
Okay. But how do you pair wines with food? What do you look for?
Yeah. So there's a couple things. The general term is if it grows together, it goes together. So if something comes from Piemonte, if the grape comes from there, the food from there pairs perfectly.
So truffles, that makes sense.
The same terroir, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So truffles and Barolo or Barbaresco are perfect pairs. Always.
You got that, Andy?
Yeah. I'm writing it down.
Very easy to remember. The other side of that is you want to always balance. So if you have a really fatty, rich, luxurious food, you always want to go with a more higher acid wine.
Okay.
Right? So you always want to balance. On the converse, you can pair maybe a little bit of a bigger, richer wine with something that might be a little lighter to kind of contrast those flavors, complement the flavors, I should say.
So do you have a culinary background?
I don't, but, you know, I grew up in Italian family.
Okay.
So
you sound like
we eat a lot.
You're the chef of the place.
Somebody's cooking right now in your family.
We drink a lot. My right. mom is probably listening, and she's probably got a big pot of, sauce on the
What's
stove
the
right
now.
What's
the secret family recipe for the mom's sauce?
Please,
I can't tell you.
You can't say that.
I can't tell
Come
you.
Come on now.
We all like a secret.
Yes.
For people that have never been to Eataly again, when they walk in the door, you're so overwhelmed, but the energy in the place is just outstanding. Mm-hmm. It just gets you going, and you can walk from place to place. You can buy whatever.
Absolutely.
But what is your favorite place to eat? Yours, personally.
Outside of Eataly?
No, I mean inside. Inside.
Okay. That's a hard question.
Which area?
My heart has to be with Pizza Pasta.
Okay.
Pizza Pasta is our flagship restaurant, right? It's our classic traditional pastas. It's truly like the most authentic thing you can get outside of Italy. The pizzas there from Russo Pomodoro are just phenomenal. People come in all the time and they say that they feel like they're back in Italy. So it's
that's a huge
compliment.
Yeah. If I've got to go eat there or if I'm going to go eat there, that's where I head.
So if people are unfamiliar, how many restaurants are in Italy? Did we go over this already?
So on any given day, we have between 3 and 5, typically, depending on the setup and what we do. But we have our Osteria di Italy. We have Pizza Pasta.
Yep.
Now we have Baita. The Birria is open on Saturdays. And then for the last 7 weeks of the year, starting in November 15th, we launch Tartufo, which is our restaurant based all around truffles. So white truffles, black truffles, the food of Piemonte, the wine of Piemonte. It's amazing.
God, it just sounds great. Yeah. And where are you guys located?
We are located at 43 East Ohio, right in between right on Ohio between Rush and Wabash.
You can't miss it. People are walking in and out. Yeah. Mallory, it's great to see you. Thank you for coming in.
And it's so great. So if we go to the website, too, can we buy off the website? And can we make reservations from the website?
Absolutely.
And can we go to Chicago website?
Absolutely. You can go to our website to make reservations. There is a link for our for Open Table to make a reservation. We also do have an e-commerce site, so you can buy thousands of products online.
God, that's great.
But you should just come to the store.
You should. Sure. You got to experience it.
The Disneyland of Italian everything, right?
It is.
So if you can make this as part of your, if you're going to come into the city for the weekend or for a day just to get out and shop, you make Italy part of that trip.
You can. You can literally spend the day there, or you can come and grab a glass of wine and head out shopping.
And it's so close to Michigan Avenue. You can go and grab a wine, go shop, come back, do some more eating, go back out and shop, then come back in.
Holiday season, people come in downtown every single weekend. It's a must stop. Seriously,
it's a destination, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, too, great for gift giving.
Absolutely. For the holiday season, we do have an entire line of gift boxes, too, that you can customize them. We have pre-made gift boxes, too, so there's plenty of gifting options.
I just talked myself into walking over there.
I was just going to say, it sounded like you were
going to
do it.
I'm just talking out loud, and it's just because I want to go there right now.
Mallory Scordato, the General Manager of Restaurants for Eataly Chicago. It's great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you guys for having
Mallory.
Us.
It's 720 WGN.